Hey, 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 everybody, welcome to Fatso. Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's, that's Kitchener and Waterloo's, newest and hottest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. Check them out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Volpe, that's Sifu Adam. Volpe, that's his last name. Adam is his first name. Check it out, Sifu Adam. My brother, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, lifelong gathered skill and knowledge, brings right to your door 5 days a week. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Folks, today is Selling the House Part 2. The house is on the market. We're getting viewings of the house, and things are getting crazy. Thanks to you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing. I love y'all. Mom and Dad, I love y'all. Peace. Lily, take it away. Fatso Radio.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, the very first podcast show. Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. My brother, Sifu Adam, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, lifelong skill, and love of martial arts, love of community, love of martial arts, love of community. I can't say it anymore, or much more. 6 days a week, folks. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Tonight, let's get right into it, folks. This is going to be Selling the House Part 2. This is last episode was staging the house or getting it ready, photographs, and all that. This week is having the viewings. So welcome to Fatso Radio. If this is your first episode of Fatso Radio, usually we talk about diet. Usually I talk about nutrition, but not always. Oftentimes I'm just talking about whatever's going on in my life. So tonight, folks, no different. Selling the house part two. I believe let's look back at episode. Last episode was selling the house part one. So this will be selling the house part two, but I want to get into what we're doing this week. And this week has basically been showing the house. So we have the house staged, not too much. I'm happy to say we didn't have to do too much staging, really just a lot of cushions. Like staging seems to be having a lot of cushions, which makes things look really cool. You know, some throw blankets, maybe some rugs, and that's it. So it's staged, viewings are going on this week, and we're getting a lot of action. So if you're checking out, check it out. It's having a lot of action in the kitchen area. And it's cool. I had like 6 viewings yesterday or the day before, maybe I had 4 viewings the day before, 7 viewings yesterday, a bunch of viewings today, 4 or 5 viewings today. And then we have a few more viewings tomorrow, and then even a viewing or two, 1 or 2 on Sunday. We're getting a lot of traction, getting the word out, right? And to me, let's just get the word out. I want this house sold. I don't want it to take a long time. Basically, the only reason why I don't want it to take a long time is because we have another house bought and we're ready to go, ready to pack it up. I'm not interested in trying to go crazy with trying to figure out the market. And by saying that, it's because I've been trying to figure out the market. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the market, or just trying to understand the whole housing market, real estate market right now in the Southern Ontario. And I can't really understand it. So I'm just going to say, let's see what happens. You know, have my have the good people doing the good things. What I do understand is that it comes up and comes down. How offers come in and all that stuff is pretty interesting. So we are showing the house this week. We are taking offers next week, Monday, I believe. So we're showing the house right up to Sunday, taking offers Monday, and then just go from there. You know, it's going to be quick after that. It's basically one night. Once the first offer comes in, it's like, okay, what do you guys think? Or if that's a night we're taking offers, you go back to somebody else. If you go back to somebody else, and it's in whatever. Or sometimes it's just one offer, perfect. Whatever it is, whatever the case may be, if we're lucky enough to get one offer, then I'll be lucky enough to take it. So if the price is right, of course. But, and then we're moved. You know, then the move is, then it's packing, get the truck ready and going to the Sioux. The big move is going to be 8 hours north, around 8 hours, maybe 9 hours with the truck, maybe 10 hours with the truck. I've ridden. Yeah, I guess I rode my motorcycle up to the Sioux one year from Kingston and back from Kingston to the Sioux and back. And that took me like 13 hours or 12 hours or something. It was a crazy ride. I rode to snow or not snow, sorry, rain and sunshine, and it was a lot of fun. I loved it. My back was a little sore being on a Suzuki Katana for about 12 hours, maybe 13 hours. But anyway, I learned a lot. We'll see. Go back up to the Sioux this time. I have another katana I'm bringing up a lot. It's a newer katana, but we'll see what Joey can do. Joey, hope you're listening. Joey Spino up at the Chippewa shop there. And then the other thing I want to talk to just like briefly on, like another short episode, right? I'm not talking about diet too much today. Only the part I'll talk about diet is that the holidays are over, and I hope everybody's kind of back into the swing of things as far as going back into if you are into a fitness routine, or if you're back on some sort of a diet regimen, some sort of a guide, a nutritional path, a plan. I hope you're back onto it. No more excuses. The holidays are over. I know it's still a pandemic. I know things are still locked down. But again, with the rest, with especially here in Ontario, Southern Ontario, if you're not going out to restaurants, you're not going out to eat, you're not going to the bars, it's just, cook some meals at home, and also the price of food is going up. Price of restaurants are going to go up as well. Price in the grocery stores are going up. Beef, pork, chicken, lamb, whatever it is, price of everything is going up. So produce and fruits and vegetables as well. Eggs, butter, everything is going up. It's inflation. It's the mandates, the lockdowns, the backlog, of products, or things that are out of stock, things that are backlogged, things held up in transit, all sorts of things like that. So a couple of things I want to touch on as well. Supporting my, not only supporting the troops as always, but supporting the truckers who are definitely troops during this whole thing as well. Supporting them, supporting all the frontline workers as always. Let's get through this, guys. Let's get through this. Episode number 155. Again, not too much about diet this episode. And if you are new, like I said, to Fatso Radio, normally I talk about diet. Normally I also talk about just what's going on in my life. So what's going on in my life? I'm selling a house. We are selling our house in Kitchener, and we're moving to Sault Ste. Marie. In March, we'll be moving to Sault Ste. Marie. We'll probably be leaving here in March, or maybe, yeah, sometime in March, or maybe at the latest, maybe April if we have to keep it for a couple of weeks. But probably, hopefully, not a couple of weeks. And then that's it. And then we're going to the Sioux, and then things are going to be, again, a different job for me. I'm going to hold on to one of my jobs if I can. I'm not working there right now, but I'm on I'm on leave through them. But we'll see if after this whole mandate comes through, or after the whole COVID, as things change with COVID, I think things are going to change with this one opportunity. But also, I'm looking for a new job as well. So if you're listening to this and you happen to be looking for someone to do all of the many things that I can do, I'll be coming to Sault Ste. Marie in March 18th. Hit me up. FatsoRadio@gmail.com. Also, want to hit me up? I'll give my real email address, my personal email address. Yeah, I'm looking for work. I've done everything. I've done security, not everything, of course, not even close to everything, but I feel like I've done everything because it's just a bunch of different things. I've done security work. I've done, I went to school for laboratory technician. I've done surveillance work, some of the security work. I've done customer service. Most of my life's been customer service. A lot of sales, some manufacturing, some food processing. I was making salami for the last 4 or 5 months. So a lot of done a lot of different things. I have a lot of different interests as well. I like to learn. I'm a quick learner. Hit me up, Sault Ste. Marie. Not only Sault Ste. Marie, remote work as well. Beauty, one of the beauties of, or the many, many, one of the beautiful things about COVID, or I guess the silver lining with the whole COVID and lockdowns, is that it's shown a lot more people that we can do a lot more things remote. So there's a lot more work. Remote work available, which is great because if you're moving to a different location, or if you're in a different location that doesn't have a local business in your area, remote work is awesome. So if you know about remote work for me, hit me up. I'm up for it. I love to do everything. I'm interested in everything, and I want to see what's going on. Folks, thank you for listening to Fatso Radio. Thank you for watching Fatso Radio. Back to the whole selling the house thing. Pictures are taken, houses staged. We've been living in it this week, but we're also showing the house. So living in it, keeping your house clean, and then at night basically sleeping, getting up and cleaning up, and then going every morning again. It's cool. It's interesting on one way, because on one hand, it's like, oh man, it's weird. It's you're you can't you almost don't feel completely comfortable because you can't you maybe in the back of your mind you feel like you can't make a complete mess, which is probably good because we shouldn't be making complete messes. But on the other hand, you're like, okay, well, let's keep this place clean, you know, because we're having people show. And it's that kind of, I grew up like that as well. So you always want to make sure the house is clean. But on the other hand, it's kind of cool because you are living, for me anyway, and for us anyway this week, because we are kind of living a little extra cleaner, a little extra tighter, a little tighter than normal, a little cleaner than normal. We still live pretty clean normally, but because we are living a little tighter, it's nice. You know, it's nice because there's less to clean up. Of course, you're making less dirt mess. So you're moving you know, less pieces of equipment, less appliances, all that stuff. So that part of it is kind of funny because it's easy to clean up, which is interesting. And then goes back to the old saying, you know, not the old saying, but you know, the kind of the pull up your socks mentality or the make your bed mentality is that, you know, if you do a little bit of the work extra in the beginning, it makes everything easier in the end. And that's true. If you keep your house nice and tidy, it's easier to tidy up when it is time to tidy up. But that's what we've been doing this week. Wednesday we had viewings, sightings, like we're a UFO, but Wednesday we have viewings, Thursday we have viewings, today we have viewings this afternoon, tomorrow we have viewings as well, and then again it's Sunday. So if you are looking at a house, it's on realtor.ca. All right, check out Dean Cabardis, he's our real estate agent, he'll hook you up with a good deal. That's it, folks, another Friday night, January 21st, wow, January 21st, my niece's birthday was this week on the 20th, my grandfather, who's passed many years now, but his birthday was January 20th. Salute to you, Taton Adamo. My brother has the same name as him. My brother, who happens to be the owner and operator and Sifu at Volpe Martial Arts, folks. Volpe was my grandfather's last name, Adamo Volpe, and that's my brother's name, Adam Volpe. Sifu Adam is the Sifu I'm talking about. He's the Sifu I always talk about. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com, folks. Volpe is the fox. Volpe means fox in Italian, with the two fox and the yin yangs. That's how we put the name together. That's how they put the name together. That's how they've associated everything. And it ain't easy being foxy. Oh, that should be like our tagline or something. Anyway, folks, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. If you are watching on Facebook, not on Facebook. Yeah, I think we're on Facebook basically too. But if you're all watching on YouTube, please subscribe, please like, please share. Sault Ste. Marie, I'm coming. It's a matter of months. It's coming. It's a countdown. Another two more months, basically a month and a half. I'll be coming down. I'm going to hit you up. If you have a business, if you have a cause, if you have a big mouth, I want to talk to you. I'm coming to the Sault, folks. I can even talk to you folks. Most of the people I can probably talk to over Zoom beforehand. So if you want to talk to me, hit me up, whether it's about diet, nutrition, whether it's just about local business, whether it's just about a funny joke. I want to hear about it. I want to talk to you all. It takes a village, folks. I truly believe that it takes a village. I try and say that every day. If I haven't said it one day, remind me, it takes a village. Hit me up, fatsoradio@gmail.com. I love everybody so much. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. January 21st, 2022. Wow. January 21st, 2022. I love y'all. Vat's going to say thank you for listening, and I thank you as well for listening. Have a great day. Peace, Fatso Radio. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat, for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.